Today on the Contractor Fight Podcast, we are digging into what it means to sell unafraid. I'm going to share with you the mindsets, strategies, and tactics to explode your sales. Let's go. Fighters, today I'm going to talk to you about going to war. Going to war in your sales process. And today I want to start this with a quick story. I have a client that I work with in Australia, and this cat runs a multi-million dollar business. And we were on one of our coaching calls recently. And now this is not sales related, but you get the point here. Okay. Cause I think this is a great example of what happens when you choose to pick a fight. All right. So this contractor there was in a crunch, and he had some big projects coming up in the next month or two that he needed to gear up for. He needed to man up for, had to get some more personnel in the field. So we sat down and we got clarity around what he needed and the daily actions, consistent actions each day he needed to take personally that he could take to basically find and onboard new employees. All right. Within less than 1 week, because right now you're going, well, what was the result of that? All right. In less than 1 week, he was able to attract and hire 6 new employees. And then by the time we had our next call, he had 2 more. So it was a total of 8 people within about a week's period, about 10 days, actually. And I asked him, I said, dude, what the fuck happened? You found 8 people in 10 days. And I quote, I fucking went to war with it, man. In my shitty Australian accent right there. All right. That's all he said to me. I fucking went to war with it. And we talked about it. And basically it came down to, he says, I got hyper-focused. I got clarity around what I needed to do, the type of people that I wanted. And I took consistent action every day. And lo and behold, they just showed up. Well, listen, right now, we're talking about sales right now, but that's an example I wanted to give you about going to war. Right now, I'm starting to hear some contractors in some of our public groups and things like that on Facebook. If you're not a member, just go to the Facebook group, Contractor Fight, and join over 11,000 other contractors if you want to get in there. But anyway, I'm starting to see posts from people with things like, hey, is business slowing down for you? Business is really slowing down for me. Money's not flowing the way it was. My sales are taking a big dip. And guys, here's my point here today. Maybe you're in that spot right now. Maybe you're one of those people. All right. And I get that because there are seasonalities to business. There's ups and downs. It's never, ever just a simple production line of the same revenue every day, right? Maybe you're in that spot. Well, guys, this is the time to fucking go to war. And what that means is you need to believe, number one. All right. You need to believe that this shit is possible, that it's possible to turn things around right away and shit some money, because that's your damn job as a salesperson, is to shit money. That's it. That should be your job. In fact, here we go. On this day of October 2022, I hereby decree, that's me being the king, all right? I hereby decree that all salesperson job descriptions simply say shit fuck tons of money, all right? That's the job description. That's your job. If you're a salesperson and you're not selling, you need to fucking get fired. If you're the owner of a company and you're not going to war and finding money and finding ways to get the cash register to ring every day, you need to fucking be fired. You should shut your goddamn business down and go work for somebody else. Fuck. I told myself I wasn't gonna get pissed today during this episode. If you're tired of being told you're too expensive and being ghosted by prospects after you've spent hours in the bidding process with them, I want to give you a free resource today. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap, C-H-E-A-P, and grab our guide to spotting cheap prospects. Go through that and equip yourself so that you can see the time wasters coming a mile away. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
All right, but here's the deal. You got to believe that it's possible. You got to believe that it can happen for you. Don't give me this shit like, oh, it can't happen in my area. My customers won't pay that. Listen, we had a guy in our battleground group share with me. He was at some event, and I won't even say the trade or anything because I don't want to get this guy in trouble. All right. But he left, and some other cat who knows about the contractor fight, knows what we teach about sales, literally stood in front of a group of people and said, yeah, Reber and them, and this is what they preach, but that'll never happen in our area here. And it was like a regional event. Okay. That's part of the reason that this trade and these certain people continue to bitch about the same shit decade after fucking decade because they don't believe it's possible for them. Number two, you got to take action every damn day. Number three, you got to show up with intensity and enthusiasm and energy. And number four, one, two, three, four. Yeah, number four, see, I didn't number them. Number four, you got to be consistent. Most of you might be showing up with intensity and some action, but you don't have a belief system behind you. All right, I'm going to talk about that in other episodes. Or maybe you believe, maybe you're taking action, maybe you bring in that intensity and that energy and enthusiasm and things like that, but you're not consistent. You're only doing it once every 3 weeks. All right? Because you're like, oh, I sold some jobs. Now I can take my foot off the gas. So anyway, guys, let me tell you this real quick. I said at the top of this, my buddy in Australia says, I fucking went to war with it, man. Is that an Australian accent? I don't even know. All right? But I usually do like a mix between Australian, fucking Spanish and English or something. I don't know what I do, but you get the damn point. All right? He says, I fucking went to war with it, man. All right? I love that answer. Well, guys, in war, you're tired. You're hungry. You don't feel like doing shit. Okay? It's highly inconvenient. And you're constantly on alert trying to find a damn way to win. All right? Well, that's what I'm calling you to do now, is be that. Okay? Find a way to win. All right? There's no reason that you cannot take action. If your sales are starting to struggle right now, all right? Tune into this, what I'm about to say. If your sales are struggling right now, there is no reason on the planet or in the universe that you can't take at least 12 to 14 hours a day to go to fucking war with your sales. Now, somebody immediately right there, you're driving down the road or you got a fucking earbud on your ladder listening to this right now and you go, well, Tom, I got to work in the field. Oh, fuck you. Quit being a pussy about it. All right? Seriously, quit being a fucking pussy about it. I don't give a shit if you have to work in the field. I worked in the field. Lots of people work in the field and they go to war with their sales process. So sack the fuck up and quit being a little fucking bitch. All right? You have breaks throughout the day, don't you? Guess what? You can use that time during the fucking break instead of jacking off on Facebook or Pornhub or whatever the fuck you're looking at. All right? Or how about your lunch break? You take a half an hour lunch? Oh, no, you're the boss. You take an hour lunch and you go down and you take your time meandering through the fucking restaurant or doing whatever the hell you're doing. You waste so much fucking time in a day. Don't tell me, oh, I got to work in the field. I don't have time for this. Or you know what? Let's just say the hours before work. Get up a fucking hour earlier. Or after work. Or on a Saturday. Or on a Sunday. All right? If this is really important you to win in the area of sales, you will not find an excuse. You'll find a fucking way. All right? And the way you go to war is you're sending emails. Because some of you are like, well, I can't do it after work at midnight and stuff. Yeah, you can. You can send a fucking email at midnight. You can send a DM on fucking social media. All right? You can do all those things. You can do your phone calls during the normal break times and shit like that, but it's DMs, it's emails, it's phone calls, it's social networks. It's knocking fucking doors. It's upselling the current projects you're on. I could go on for days of ways that you can go to war with this. And right now is your damn wake-up call. All right? There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars waiting for you right now in the fourth quarter of 2022 as I record this. We're halfway through October. A little more than halfway. You can still sell a couple hundred thousand dollars right now, all right? Or maybe you're a bigger company and your sales are starting to dip. You could sell a couple million right now in the next couple months. So get off your fucking ass, quit being a little bitch about it, and go to war.